many times. Shiurim and Gemara from the Rashid and Chevron, the Chazi Rabba. His name was a simple little Brody, I'm not sure you heard of him. He was Echo Mizoli Ador. I remember his Shiurim very fondly. The Shiurim were on the sectors that we were learning, and the elephant, the Rashiba, the poor Shlomi, Baruchai Maruki, was very fond of him. So he used to come very often. He was Rashid and Chevron at the time, and Chevron, the same Chevron over here, he stepped away many years ago. So when they found the time, he actually, besides the Shir and the Masechta, he also would say on the Chotzong and Chumash. So I'm going to share with you tonight something that he said on Chumash. I think it's a very fundamental thought, and perhaps we'll try to elaborate a bit on this as well. Of course, it's Ramban. You have a Chumash in the beginning of the era. As you know, the Torah identifies at the very beginning of the era, we have actually the Dalai Shana Shal Gula that Rabbi Rashi spoke about today. And then we have a Pasha where the Torah delineates the Ichus, beginning with Reuven and going on to Shimon, and obviously finally culminating with Levi, because we have to establish the Yichus of Moshe Aaron. Why must we establish the Yichus of Moshe Aaron? Because they are, in effect, becoming the Manhigim of Klal Yisrael. The Yerushalmi, this love actually quotes this Yerushalmi in the beginning of Parshas Vayera. It's nice to have this Dishad written on Torah as some really unbelievable pieces. Klal, and in the beginning of Vayera, he has a discussion of this Yerushalmi. Rashi actually already alludes to it. If you look at the pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Vayera, the Torah says, "Vayitzavim l'bnei Yisrael v'yoparamel v'mitzrayim l'otzi l'bnei Yisrael mi'aretz Mitzrayim." This is Torah 12, pasuk Yudgimel. "Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe v'yalarom vayitzavim l'bnei Yisrael." That word is a critical word. That word is a word that's always found in the Torah with reference to minui manhigim. When manhigim are appointed, the language of vayitzavim is a very common term. Let's give you another example. There are several examples I can refer you to. But also, if you have a Chumash in front of you, you'll take a look. And the Torah actually has in Pashas Pinchas. In Pashas Pinchas, the Moshe Rabbeinu looked for a successor. So they're also, the Torah uses a similar language. Look in Perek Chav Zayin, hold your hand over here. Perek Chav Zayin, Pashas Chav Gimel. The last Pashas in Perek Chav Zayin in Pashas Pinchas. The Torah tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem Yisbarach to appoint a successor, and he defines more or less the role of the manhig. And Hashem told him to take Yeshua ben Nun, and that's the mark of the smicha, the mark of the kaf, and the derech hachovel. And then the pasuk says, "You test." Va'amalatel son of Nei Alav Barkoyim, v'zei yikolo eiva v'tzivisa oto v'yeneyem. That language of v'tzivisa is a language of appointment. And Rashi has a famous comment, Rashi here, and Rashi in Va'era. In Pinchas, Rashi says that a manhig has to know from the very outset they call themselves Tachonim Sarvonim. We're not easy people. We often can give our leaders a run for their money. And we can often be, shall we say, intransigent, stubborn, obstinate, akshonim. That's the Rashi quotes over there. And the Torah goes on to tell us, Moshe Rabbeinu, what he gave over to Yeshua ben Nun. And then we have the money is obligated, in effect, to present himself, his credentials, so to speak, before Allah HaKayim. And then it says, I read again the last pasuk over there, Chav Gimel. Vayitzmach Hashem Yod HaRabah Vayitzaveyu Kasher Tziva Hashem Et Moshe. So that language of Vayitzaveyu is the language of Minui of Amani. So back in Vayera, here also you see the similar language in pasuk Yidimot HaRekvot Vayidaber Hashem Al Moshe V'Yalar Vayitzaveyu Bnei Yisrael V'Yotar Amach Mitzrayim. And again, Rashi quotes here as well a similar language. Tziva Aleim La'anhiga V'Nachas V'Liz V'Otso. A melech or a manhig, by definition, has to understand that Chav Yisrael are not easy. We are not patients, we're not easy patients, so therefore he has to take that into account. Fine. Then the Torah goes on and presents the Ichos. And the Ichos is found starting from Sheni, in Va'era, Perek Vav, so from Yudalit, Tezvav, Tezayin, Yudayin, Yudet, Yudet, it goes all the way, of course, over to Shevi Levi. Why over to Shevi Levi? Because our interest is being Yachetu, Moshe V'Yara. Moshe V'Yara, of course, comes from Shevi Levi. We show them have a lot of discussion about this particular Yichus that the Torah actually has delineated for us, the genealogy of Reuben, Shimon, and Levi. I'm not discussing that right now, but I only want to refer you to a pasuk, Perek Vav, in pasuk of Gittin. The Torah tells us, it mentions the following: Vayikar Aaron et Elisheva bat Aminadab v'achot nachshon lo Elisha. Whom did Aaron HaKohen marry? He married Elisheva. And the Torah tells us what her yichud as well. Bat Aminadab, the daughter of Aminadab, achot nachshon, nachshon everyone I assume is familiar with. In Nachshon, of course, Nachshon ben Mi, Nachshon ben Aminadab. People love him for one reason, namely,
he jumped into
the correct. He's the first one to jump. What? Yes, but the Medrash Chazal tell us that Klal Yisrael, during the rather anguishing moments where Mitzrayim was pursuing them and the Yam was in front of them, and they are crying out to Hashem, so Nachshon and another plunge into the Yam. So here, Nachshon, as we know, is the brother of Elisheva. So he is, of course, the brother-in-law of Aaron HaKohen. So anyway, Aaron marries Elisheva, Achos Nachshon lo Yisha. Then it tells us the children that were born from this union, Nadav, Abihu. These are the famous children of Aaron HaKohen, Nadav, Abihu, Elazar, Yisrael. So again, Rashi also, by the way, has a comment over here. Rashi goes to Gemara Mavat, the Pasuk of Gilon, Nikam Amanda, Anosa Yisha, Tzorech Lizov, Be'achel. Before you get married, examine her brothers. Shalom Bonin Dovin Lachiyarein. It's a famous Gemara Mavat, Mavat. So here's the Ramban, a very striking Ramban. The Ramban is found here, very broad, Pasuk of Gilon. The Ramban says, you have it in front of you on the sheet, a lower right hand corner. Yossi was even kind enough to box it out. Vayikach Aaron et Elisheva bat Aminadab achot nachshon, says the Rabban, kasher hizkir eim hanaviyim lichvodam. When the Torah mentions the eim hanaviyim, who was the Rabban talking about? When the Torah mentions the mother of the Naviyim lichvodam, in order to honor the Navi, v'loma she bat Levi ish tzadik, she's the daughter of a Levi ish tzadik, v'nirmad, and the Torah is merami shenasa bonet, that enough occurred with her. What is the Ramban talking about over here? This particular Ramban, when he mentions that the Torah has, and the Ramban is going to extrapolate from there to here. But whom is the Ramban speaking about over here?
Elisha.
No, no. The Ramban clearly seems to be speaking about, by the way, we have, if you look earlier, but you don't have it in front of you, so it's really not fair. The Ramban actually is referring to an earlier comment. But the Ramban clearly at this point is talking about who is the Bat Levi? He's Tzadik. Correct. But just said, Vayera Fishe Beit Levi, Vayikam is Bat Levi. These are spoken in the beginning of Sefer Shemot. The Torah describes actually this is something very striking. Why does the Torah mention such a person? Vayera Fishe Beit Levi, Vayikam is Bat Levi. So Chazal wants to say, Rashi quotes it, Lukutum Shneem. Ramban also discussed it in the last week's Pasha. That they had separated because of the Xer of Pharaoh, and now once again they came together. And who is the Shatran? Miriam. She's the eternal optimist. She was the Shatran for her father and mother once again coming together. That's where Rashi quotes the Kuzim Shni, and the Ramban also indicates that they were dancing at the Chasana. But otherwise, why is the Torah to tell us about a date that takes place between Vayel Ish and Beit Levi, Vayel Ish and Beit Levi? It seems to be completely superfluous. The Torah doesn't have some. Tell us, shall we say, that two people went on a date? Anyway, I'm back to this Ramban. So the Ramban itself, as the Torah mentions, the Eim HaNaviyim L'chvodom, V'lom HaShi Bat Levi Tzadik, V'nim HaShenatzu Banesa, Nesa Kerr, V'nod Nesa Moshe Rabbeinu, Gam Kein, Iskir Eim HaTehuna. So here also, now the Torah is telling us that who is the mother of the family of Kohen, the name is the wife of Aaron, and the Shem of HaTaminova. Shehi Miyuchesed Nizera Melucha. She's not just I'm a person. She's a yachson, a yachsonist. She's someone of great genealogy. She's Nizera Melucha. Achol Tanosi Agomo. She's the sister of whom, as you pointed out, Nachshon ben Aminadab, the Nosi of what Shevet? Shevet Yehuda. So she obviously is a, shall we say, a princely family. She comes from royal blood is coursing through her veins. The Ramban continues. The Hizkir Imo Shel Pinchas, the mention of the mother of Pinchas, Shugamkein Kohen, Shezachar Bo Me'atmo. Ramban says that, where is this mentioned with Makumash? Look a little bit after, the Torah says in Pasuk Chafet. The Elazar ben Aaron, Lokach lo benot Putiel, lo Isha. Whom does Elazar, the son of Aaron, whom does he marry? He marries the daughters of Putiel, Lo Isha, Batel, Lo, and Pinchas. And of course, whom is born to that union? Pinchas. Pinchas, the love of Manan HaKoyim, the grandson of Manan HaKoyim. The Torah mentions his birth, and it mentions that Ramban said. Ramban said, the Torah also mentions Imosh of Pinchas, the mother of Pinchas. Namely, whom is the mother of Pinchas? What? Pinchas, the grandson of Aaron HaKoyim. Whom is his mother?
Doesn't say.
The grandson of Aaron HaKoyim. So we don't know. We know that Elazar ben Aaron married Mimnos Pukia, Lo Isha. So the Ramban says, Hizke ima shal Pinchas shu gam kin koin, she zaha ba miyatro, vim haya zeh shein Pukiel, shein minyenu nidrash. Matam hati shein odom, lo yadam nidhu, what's the point? We don't even know who it is. It's not going to mention by name. It says Mimnos Pukia. So Chazal say, who is this? Rashi quotes it as well. So Achim Amr Abba Sein, Rashi quotes this Gemara as well, and Barbat, and Seifa, Ramban he quotes it too. Shu Mizera Yosef. We're talking about he married from whom? From the children of Yosef. She pit pate the Yitro. Why the Lashon of Putiel? So what does it mean, pit pate? How do you translate that? Rashi quotes it actually, he writes in Barbat. What does it mean, pit pate? Rashi has it right here. Mizera Yosef says Rashi, she pitpet the Yitzro. Look at Rashi in Pasuk Chafei. What does it mean, pitpet? Yosef, there's different pshatim. Usually the pshatim that are accepted are he, shall we say, rebelled against the Yitzro Hara, means he fought the Yitzro Hara, Yosef, or he was the zalto of the Yitzro Hara. He was able to go ahead and simply do away with the Yitzro Hara. When? We know when. With reference to what he meant? Eshet Potiphar, correct? And Ramban continues to be Zera Yisro, he also came from the Zera of Yisro, Shepite Magalam of the Gilulim. That what did Yisro do? Yisro fattened the cows, if you will, the calves, David Zor. But who's still the Shevach? So now why is he mentioned in a praiseworthy way, in a laudatory fashion? Shezochim, it's because of the Kunasolam. They were Zochim to us, to, because of their righteousness, the Kunasolam. So this is unbelievable. The Torah is being Miyachet Tum, the mother of Pinchas. Besides that, the Torah actually is, in effect, telling us the Togos, the genealogy of the Avos, Hanaviim, and Kohanim. The way the Ramban writes, the Ramban says they were Hasidei Elyon, they were obviously great, pious people, and they were like the Avos Olam, they were like Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. That's besides that. And that's why the mother of Pinchas is Miyuchas to whom? To Putiya, Mizera Yosef Shepitei Yisra. That's obviously a tremendous Sheva, correct? Someone who struggled and fought with the Yetzer Hara. But Mitzad Sheni, on the other side, who are we be Yachet? We'll be Miyachet to Yisro. Shepitei Magolam HaMezor. What did Yisro do? Yisro was patting cares for whom? For what? For adultery. Now, we know that the Mishnah writes at the end of Perek HaZor, the fourth Perek of Amitzia, the Mishnah has an Yisro. But it's not the Yisro. That's the Pasuk Chumash. Namely, the Yisro called the Nav Gvar. And that's what means you're not allowed to desire a person. You're not allowed to cause a person anguish. And the Mishnah specifically gives a number of examples. And among the examples for the Mishnah, you tell a Baal Tshuva, I remember when you used to eat in a donut. Or you tell a Ger, I remember when you acted, shall we say, as a Goy Gomer. That's also. That's an Yisro called a Nath Goyer. There are two Yisro by you know. One is the Yisro called a Nath Mammon. You can't cheat someone, defraud someone. And the Gemara has problem. What exactly is the defrauding a person? Then the second is the called God, Anav Marit, Aleph Vav Nun Aleph Hey. You can't go ahead and be Messiah someone. So Pasuk Chumash, there are two different Pashas. One is the Pasha of Anav Mamo, and one is the Pasha of Anav Marit. So is that the case? To say, Zvar Masana Rishonim, or to mention, I remember when you used to eat in McDonald's just in order to be Mavayish them, that's Rishon, that's also Behechet. Pasuk says in Pasuk Chumash, V'lo Sonu Isha Tavitza. You're not allowed to go ahead and engage in any kind of neither a lost mamon nor a lost varah. So this is a bit of a tell. Namely, how can the Torah go ahead? It's a pasuk in Bahar. If you want to see it, you don't look in Perak. Look at Bahar. Perak Chafei, pasuk Yudzayin. Torah says, "Lo sonu ish et amisa." You're not allowed to go ahead and engage in any kind of an act of a lost. Now look at Rashi over there. Rashi comments at the bottom. Kan hitir ala nav dvorim. Rashi says shelo yakin isha tayev, not to cause someone tzar by making some sort of verbal statement that was basically assaulting or giving him an answer she no genus law, etc. I'm not getting into all the details here, but that's the mission at the end of the Perek HaGadol. Ram goes to the halacha, the Hilchos Tshuva. Ram Perek Zayin Hilchos Tshuva refers to this halacha of Einat Dvarim, Yenala Bimitzari Soma, by verbally, you know, the people who like to make nasty remarks or biting comments to people, or caustic and acerbic remarks, that's also Mishum Einat Dvarim. The Mitzari people, and then sometimes people do it because out of what? They want to joke around with others, but often it can hurt. It can be very hurtful. That's also, that's the case. How can the Torah go ahead and call, tell us, Elazar ben Aaron, on the one hand, he married with no putia. Putia, we're talking about Avodah Zarah. Yisroel was a lady of Avodah Zarah. He sat in care for Avodah Zarah. And that's what the Torah mentions. That's the yichus. Could you imagine if you were to be told, you know, you're about to meet a girl, and this girl that you're about to meet, her father was the Pope. I don't know if that's... Our father was a Baptist priest. Okay, that would be good. But the Paralto. And the same Kasha can be asked at the beginning of Pasuk Yisro. Turn for a moment to Pasuk Yisro. There also we have another very difficult Pasuk. Turn to the beginning of Yisro.
Baruch Ato Adonai Eloheinu Melech Eilom Shachom Yisro.
Amen.
Peret Yiches Pasuk Gal. Vayishma Yisro Kovei Midyan Chaysin Roshem. Has the Torah described Yisrael? Yisrael heard, but Hashem had done for Moshe, called Yisrael, he took us out of Mitzrayim, and Chazal comments, of course, Rashi quotes it, he heard about the Kriyas Yamsu, the Chazal Molech, but it mentions clearly, Yisrael was described in one of two ways. Either as the Kohen Midyan, what do we mean by Kohen Midyan? Of course, we mean clearly not a very positive thing. Chesed Moshe is good. He is the Shver of Moshe Rabbeinu. He's Moshe Rabbeinu's father-in-law. That's a big covenant. But they call him Kohen Midyan. Kohen Midyan means what? He's a Kohen of Avodah Zarah. That's what the Kohen Midyan was. It was a priest. A priest who was involved in idolatrous activity. Idolatrous rites. That's the covenant of Moshe Rabbeinu. His shver of the Kohen Midyan. Moshe Rabbeinu married the daughter of the Pope. Pillar point. So Chazal, Rashi actually quotes it, the Balei Sefer Tirah HaTorah also deal with this issue. They mentioned that Yisro, he has a parsha in the Torah, Rashi, he has seven names. Sheva Shemus Nikola Ruel, Yefe Yisro Chavev Chavev Keni Putiel, Yefe Hashem Sheite Pashach HaBatel. There's a parsha in the Torah that is actually named after Yisro. So, but here again, Kohen Midyan, and then Kohen Midyan. What kind of a Sheva is that? Tell me, Mashmir, the Pope. Yes. This kasha also bothered me years ago, and even before when I was in high school, when I was in Ramban, I was very troubled by this problem. There's another, I should mention, Chazal, Rashi quotes it, I think you were, I don't know if you were able to get on the page, probably you did, you got everything here. So, okay, on the last page, it says in the Turkish test, Pasuk. This is a famous Rashi. You have a Chumash, but if you don't really have it, you have to be, Jacob was kind enough to put it on the page like everything else, you know, the instant of kindness. Vayish magitro kohen midyan chesed Moshe, eitko asher ofta lakim le Moshe b'Yisrael amo. So Rashi says over here, somewhere Rashi should say, that there was no Avodah Zarah. No, I said Pasuk Yud Aleph. The Rashi is not here, I see.
No,
no, Perek Yichet Pasuk Yud Aleph. I meant, okay, just say that. But the Rashi says over here, look at Perek Yichet Pasuk Yud Aleph. And this one, you'll see what the Rashi is referring to. Rashi quotes the Mechilta. Just to show you about the nature of Yisro, that Yisro was so wallowing in Avodah Zarah, that Rashi says, in Perek Yichet Pasuk Yud Aleph, yeah. Nikol Atayadati. Kigol Hashem Nikol Elokim. Exactly. Malamit Shoyo Maki Bechol Avodah Chavishu Ba'ilom. There wasn't one Avodah Zarah that Yisrael did not become involved in. Shalom Yech, I'm going Shalom Avda. There was not one out of the Zohar that he wasn't involved in worshiping. He was, shall we say, stewing in Avodah Zarah. Stewing in his juices, wallowing in Avodah Zarah. He was, what do they say? Arangatam. They said Yiddish. And he was really into it. And very soon, he turned away. So this indicates that obviously he was someone who was way off the death. But what Josh said a few seconds ago is exactly the kibbutz that was going to take. Namely, apparently, what did we see? We see that Yisro was someone who was searching. He was someone who was searching for the truth, searching for MS, and he was searching it with all of his heart and all of his soul, just like Rabbi would say, Yahakas Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol miyodecha b'chol miyodecha. Yisro had a similar kind of search odyssey. And every Avodah Zarah that he encountered, he thought perhaps it's the MS. And he went ahead and fattened calves for that Avodah Zarah. Peter Magol Avodah Zarah, that's Putiel. But Rashi calls it Zman Mavach, and Zman Tzeika. Rashi calls it Chumash, and Rabban calls it, and then Rishon called it. I know basically he was not happy though. He wasn't happy, and apparently, in a very short period of time, he rejected, and more or less, after examining all different types of Avodah Zarah, they were discarded summarily till he came to the end, till he came to the truth. And essentially, what Yitzchak was involved in was a search, a tremendous search, tremendous odyssey, and that odyssey ultimately led him to Hashem Echad Lishmo Echad. By the way, who else underwent a similar kind of odyssey? Like in when Rambam described it so beautifully, the Paragalpins of the Zohar, we once spoke about the Krama, namely
Avraham
Avinu. Avraham Avinu also, we know that he was actually, his father was an idolater, not just an idolater. His father was a manufacturer of idols, according to the Medrash. Rambam actually alludes to, and the Rambam refers to in his parish in Mishnah Torah, in Parakalpas of the Zohar. And so here we have a person who basically, as Josh pointed out so beautifully, on the contrary, he's the Kohen Legion. He reached the highest of levels, the highest of accolades in the, shall we say, in the world, the ecclesiastic world, in the, I call him the Pope, but he was searching. And that apparently what the Torah wants to underscore is the language of Putiel. On the one hand, there's no question he was chesed by Shem, but he's also from Kohen Bidyon. And he came from Kohen Bidyon to the unbelievable Madrega. The Madrega reaching the quote of Chazal, if you are assuming you're familiar with, even though there are different opinions of Chazal, but the one Zochin Rashi actually alludes to it as well, the Teresh of HaTorah, that Yisro was ultimately the Gaier. And Yisro actually, not just he was the Gaia, but he came to a very, very high level. Let me just read one or two more Ramban before you, if you don't mind. Look at the previous Ramban. Then the Torah is well possibly valid. Ramban here, again, the beginning of Shmos, when the Torah describes the Yisro's of God himself, and the Ramban explains over there why he says, look at the Pasuk. He says, I just see the Pasuk go from look at the Pasuk first. Torah is well possibly valid. The Torah says over here, the beginning of Va'era mentions the Lashon. Eile Rashi Beit Avosa. No, is that the right pasuk? I want to get the word with Toldosa. Here it is. The pasuk says, "I." Ve'ele Shmos Bnei Levi L'Toldosa. That's the Lashon of. Why do we mention Dafka by Bnei Levi L'Toldosa? Notice by the other Shvatim, does it say L'Toldosa? No. Take a look, starting from Yidal. Eile Rashi Beit Avosa. Bnei Ruben B'chav Yisrael. It goes first to Yichud of Ruben. Tells you the children. Ubnei Shimon, Yimuel, Yavim, Yav, Yochim, Yitzchak, Rishon, and Achnayit, another interesting fellow, Eilu Mishpachal Shimon, and then the Eilu Shkof, and Eilu Tzod also. So the Rishon and Rabbanim, why Dachim by Bnei Levi, the Torah used the language of what? The Tzod also. And look at even a bit later. When it mentions the Bnei Levi, in Pasuk, Yudchet, the Bnei Kahot, Ubnei Merari, Eilu Mishpachal Shalevi, the Tzod also. Dachim by Levi, the Torah used the language of the Tzod also. Why? So the Ramban says here, look in the Ramban on the page in front of you, the Ramban above the one we just read. Eilu Rashi Mishavosim, Laros HaKatul Ha'atul Eilu Shmosim, Eilu Shadosim, Shul Ayuwa Shehi Alevi Bukhar HaYachas, Mikam Eilu Zubad Moshe. To start with Levi, what do we need Reuben and Shimon for? We just want to be Yachas to Moshe and Adam. So we should, by the way, be given Levi. Ramban says, no, that would not be right. Because then it would seem like we are somehow accentuating or somehow underscoring the centrality, the central role of Shem and Levi. And all the other Shvatim somehow are playing second fiddle. The Ramban says, So that's where we began with Shimon Malay. Al Hizkir, Echa Bagdol Vimendo, the Hiyuvnin and Shlisha. He's counting number three. The Hizkir, the Malay, the Soldosa, why did they mention the Soldosa by the Malay? The Kibrug, the Shimon, the Hizkir, there it only mentions Rak Yodhi, the tiny one. The Malay, the Yatsi, the Soldosa, the Shnosa, the Soldosa, the Abakan, the Vim, the Shnosa, the Lichvodom, the Yod. I want to read this last line of Abban, Ki Heim Ba'atman, Chassidah Elyon. Abban says, they were what? Chassidah Elyon. Where else does Rabban use this terminology? For those who learn Ramban, maybe Corey would know. Ramban uses this terminology, one other very famous Ramban. He uses the expression, I can't tell you how many times he used it in Chumash, but twice I know he used it. Once in the end of Arshi, but the Ramban calls in the end of Arshi, the Prophet will also share with Yehuda, Mechoki Bedrag, Levaki, Yad, Oshilo, the Ramban there makes a reference to whom? To the Maccabi. Ramban says, the Maccabi were Chassidei Elyon. Ramban calls them Chassidei Elyon, but they were punished. Why would they punish Rabban says? Because they usurped the Malchus. They had no right to usurp the Malchus. Rabban says, Yushalmi, a Meshim Kami Melochim. Not only that, they usurped Malchus, who really is vested in whom? In the Yehuda, correct. They have to share the Yehuda. But they have no right to do so. They violated the Tzavah HaZokim, Rabban says. But he calls them Chassidei Elyon. V'Yilulehem Nishtak HaTorah Yisrael. It's after the Maccabim, the Torah has been forgotten. So they were Moshe Nefesh, unquestionably. And they're great people, great tzaddikim. But they were punished. So they bought it, Tabat HaZokim. The Rav, Zechem Nevram used to say that the Rambam is called this Rambam. Which Rambam we're talking about? The Rambam of Chanukah. The Rambam mentions over there that the Nidu Delach in HaKoyanim, that's Moshe Rambam, of Chanukah, they appointed a Delach from the Koyanim, namely from the Maccabim. And the Rambam says that as a result of that, the Chav of Malchus Yisrael, Yeter Amasayim Shem Mabai Shein, that Malchus Yisrael was now extended for another 200 years. So obviously the Rambam is from Shabbat. The Rambam is not concerned about the love of the Rebbe Shem Nehuda B'chot Ben Ragla. B'chot Ben Ragla, the Rambam. Rav Ovad used to speak about this often. About this idea, which the Rambam was called the Rambam. But there he used the Lashon of Chassidei Elyon. Here again, the Rambam, with reference to the B'nai Levi, calls them Chassidei Elyon. Ruim B'tzapeh Bahem Ka'avah Ta'ilah. They're like the Abba Ta'ilah, like Avram Yisrael Yaakov. And furthermore, and that's the Ramban that was Rav Chafei that we just mentioned. The Ramban now says, with reference to the Yichus of Bnei Levi, the same Pasha, when the Yichus of Pinchas is mentioned, that's what the Torah says, the Nos Putiel, that's what the Ramban says, the comment that we pointed out over here in Perek Vav, Pasuk Chafei. So here we have a very significant Ramban, and the Ramban is, as I said, significant because of what Josh mentioned, that on the one hand, we have obviously a yichus, which is something that has to be accentuated, namely the fact that Yisrael is the problem of Moshe Rabbeinu. On the other hand, the fact that he's going to Midian is also a yichus. It's a yichus because it describes, look at the strides that this person made. From the Ma'abdil, the Pope, that needs the term, the Pope of Midian. From there, we're not talking about just a parish priest. We're not just talking about someone, shall we say, who's your local rector in the local diocese. We're talking about someone who achieved the unbelievable heights, the highest of levels in the ecclesiastical circles. Name of the Pope, the Chlod of Atma. And that person came to Hakara clearly only after a tremendous search. And Rashi says that there was not Avodah Zarah, they didn't worship. There was not Avodah Zarah, he didn't try out. And he understood very well that Yisro was different than all the other Avodah Zarah, because they worshipped idols since they were accustomed to do so. And obviously, they, most of them probably didn't even think twice. A person who, shall we say, is reared in an environment which is suffused and suffocated with Avodah Zarah, so he's going to continue along that way. But Yisro, you know why he worshipped Avodah Zarah? Because he was searching for Emes. It was on the way, part of the odyssey of Yisro, getting to the ultimate Hakara of Ribbono Shel Olam, was worshiping Avodah. And most likely, I imagine, there were probably tens of thousands of Avodah Zarah. The Rambam wrote the Bukhim. The Rambam was one of the biggest experts at Avodah Zarah. You know, if you listen to me, the Rambam wrote the Bukhim, when he has the Tami HaMitzvahs, he spends a lot of time telling us how different Yisurim that the Torah prohibited are all related to some sort of Avodah Zarah, some sort of practice that the idolaters were involved in. Some right in Avodah Zarah, whether it's still lying, all kinds of Bukhim. Rambam relates that to Avodah Zarah in some form of fashion. You know, Rambam was quite familiar with all of this, and the Gemara says on the Zohar, famous Gemara, that the Gemara says on the Zohar, that the מסכת עבודת זרה, אבל לא מבינו, זה נותן מסכת עבודת זרה, how many problems were there? We won't talk about it. How many problems were there? No, I said that there were 40 problems. And here's מסכת עבודת זרה. I'm asking מסכת עבודת זרה, לא מבינו, the Gemara says עבודת זרה. Anyway, the Rambam also, the Nag in that introduction to עבודת זרה, Paragalas, the Rambam tells you the background, how people came to עבודת זרה, and how Avraham Avinu ultimately, as a result of an arduous search, came to the Hakara of Hashem Yisbarach. But undoubtedly, in Yisrael's case, it was a, as I said, an ongoing kind of search. And it was a search that was clearly very telling, because ultimately Yisrael came to the Hakara, similar, again, I'm using the analogy, similar to Avraham Avinu, and that Hakara was obviously very striking. And what's very fascinating is that even the Torah itself, it mentioned that when Yisrael came to the Emes, so look at the Torah described at the beginning of the passage of Yisrael, which has a book in there, it says, Vayishma Yisrael Cholein Midyon Chotzein Moshe Eitzkal Hashem Ofto Lekim Moshe Yisrael Amon Ki Hotzi Hashem Et Yisrael Ben Yisroyim. He heard the Rashi quotes, he heard about Kriyat Yamsov Mechemes Hamolek. However, what to do with Yisrael and everybody else? Everyone else, you know that it's true. The passage says, Shomu Amin. What does it say in the Shira? Yirgazu. What does it mean, Yirgazu? They shuddered, they trembled. Chilachad Yoshif Losher. They were seized by a fear. But did that impact them to the extent when they changed their lives? No. Very often a person is the famous one with the Kutska. Ramanachim Mendel Likot. Afaleti, to say it over. By Matan Torah, there's a very striking prospect. After Matan Torah, you think it's the most unbelievable of all experiences. I mean, it was an experience beyond belief. Correct? Look at the end of Yisrael. If you have the Pasuk, I'll just show it to you. Sorry, look, can I see? At the end of Yisrael, in Perek Chof, Pasuk says, Vav, it says, V'chol ha'om ron, v'chol ha'om, v'chol ha'pidim, v'chol ha'shem, v'chol ha'ashem. What do you call it? Technicolor. Matan Torah was a technicolor. It was absolutely dramatic, beyond belief. And then it says the following, V'yar ha'om, v'yanu, v'yamnu me'rachok. So the way the Kutka said, Zer t'shokol, aber zer t'shtabim for the bite. That means, Vayanu, they were shuckling. You know, sometimes people get very nervous or get very into something, they're busy shuckling. Sometimes people dive in, they shuckle at the speed of 186,000 miles per second, whatever it is. And Vayanu, Vayanu, but what happened after it's all over? Vayanu, Vayanu. The Kutka said someone goes through an unbelievable experience. Unbelievable! It's shaken to his very roots. No, he had an experience, and then he goes on his very way. Nothing changes. The experience is only transient. It's not lasting. It's not endured. Evanescent. Happens to us all the time. But Yisro, Vayishma, beginning Yisro, Vayishma, Yisro, Toyin Godel, why didn't just he simply tremble? Yisro went ahead. Kriyat Yamsov that was heard. All of them heard about it. And only he, somehow, decided to change his life. In other words, Anishra, in Yiddish you say, there's Tuherin and Tudaher, two different words. There's to hear physically, my eardrums, shall we say, they were cascading, my Eustachian tubes. Somehow, the sound
reverberated,
correct? However, there's also Daher, to take action. That was the Gabbath of Yisrael. All the other nations, okay, they tremble, they heard. They didn't move from the spot, like the Kutska. They had the Shakal, didn't affect them. Yisrael, it affected them. So it's unbelievable. This is exactly what the Torah is trying to tell us here. When the Torah indicates that Kohen Midian, that's a big comment. Not just something which is of a negative nature, it's a tremendous comment. Because he was the only person in his generation who, as a result of that which he experienced, changed his life. So not only changed his life, transformed his entire life. So he said, I sent this verse in the Talmud Bracha, the Chevron of Rosh Hashiva. So he quoted Apostle Kohelet. I thought it was a cute verse. He said, the beginning of Kohelet, no, not the beginning. No, I said it a few times. Havel Avolim, Omar Kohelet, Havel Avolim, Hakol Avolim. You know the Apostle. What is the translation of the Apostle?
Everything is vanity.
Everything is what? Vanity. Havel Avolim, Omar Kohelet, Havel Avolim, Hakol Avolim. But then the end of Kehelet, that's the beginning of Kehelet. Let's say the end of Kehelet. Saif Dabar, Hakol Nishma, Esel Kim Yerav, Yetan Sosa Shmar, Kizek Kol Ada. That's the end of Kehelet. You know the end? The end of the beginning. Ma Keshe, what's the connection between the two? So, Marshal Madar Adomin, that's the Marshal he gave. Maraveh wants to give this Marshal, but I heard from him as well. You write a bunch of zeros. So let's say I write zero, one zero, second, a third, a fourth, a fifth, a sixth. No. So zero plus zero equals zero. But if I now hit a one, at the beginning of the six zeros, so what do I have? So the fact I have a number which is a million. That's about what they used to say. They used to say that in the famous bar to the Zilmigot. And then after that, he said over the Zilmigot many, many times. Sheker Achein, the Hefel HaYofi. Chein is Sheker, it's zero. And Yofi is zero. But if it's combined with Isha, Yirat Hashem, then you're adding a one. Then it's 100. It's numero uno, correct? Then it has value. The Sheker. Chein of itself is Sheker. And Yofi is Hefel. But if it's combined, it's, shall we say, found in a woman is also Yirei Shamayim, then he is Halal. He means the antecedent of he refers back to Chayn and to Yofi. Then it takes on different dimensions. The Rambam used to say Chayn has to be redeemed and Yofi has to be redeemed. He needs redemption. That's what the Rambam says with the theme. And it's redeemed how? By Yirei Shamayim. Versus Yirei Shamayim. So then Yofi takes on a different quality. It's not just superficial Yofi, cosmetics. It's not just a Revlon bat. It's much more than that. And the same with chayin. You know, you say someone is pachayin. Someone has a certain chayin. You want to kill him. Chayin adam al yishrael. There's a certain chayin that people have, right? Everyone has their own chayin. And the trend of chayin, right?
Yeah.
Something like that. I don't know the trend, but I never really have a good translation of it. Whatever the case is, the idea is, so back to, I got off the track here. So he says, what's the connection between these two spoken? He says, Havel Avon Makahelis, Havel Avon Makol Havel, that basically everything is Havel. But if the person comes at the end of this entire Odyssey to what? And so we'll keep you wrong. That the Sos of Shmok is there called Avon. Even the Havelim are not Havel. On the contrary, the world is basically a Kli. The world is but an instrument in order to come to the ultimate Tachlis, the ultimate Tilos, the ultimate purpose of creation, which is the Hakara of the Ibn Shalom. So to Yisro basically underwent a similar kind of Odyssey. And at the end of the day, Yisro also found his way to the Emet, and therefore, the description that the Torah uses, that's what I'm about to say, the description that the Torah uses over here, namely Kohen Midyan, Chosin Moshe, both of them, including, on the contrary, Kohen Midyan is mentioned first before Chosin Moshe, because that itself was very much an integral part of the Odyssey of Yisro coming to Hashem Yisroel. And that explains now why this is not considered to be enough glory. Kasha, we have originally, and if I'm not wrong, don't result. I didn't say that to a person. I remember when you were the Pope. So there's a story, I don't know if it's true or not, you have to investigate it. There's actually, in one of the slichos that Ashkenazim say, I think it's Hashem Yom Kippur, I don't recall exactly what it is, we say, Kel Chana Nachalosko Benoah Mahashpa. I don't dispute them, don't dispute them anymore. So unfortunately, no one's familiar with it. But I actually happened to love to use it. My Rebbe, Hafal Meshik, Chenna Zmach, was very into to use it. And so I studied to use it. I actually tried to introduce it in my shul without too much success. They weren't very fond of it. It's enough that we have to daven the davening or such a thing to use it. They claim this period was coined by whom? By the Jewish Pope. Are you worried about the Jewish Pope? Because the Pope was Jewish. And his father was one of the Aliyahists. And apparently he was lost as a young child. He was abducted and kidnapped by some Catholics and brought to, unfortunately, to a monastery, and he was raised, and then he rose to the heights of the Catholic Church, became the Pope. Then was Rahona, this Pope. And at one point, his father came to different story that I told about this Pope. But anyway, his father came, and whether through the chess game or through a mark that he had apparently on his body, I don't exactly how he got him to reveal that mark. Whatever the case is, he realized that he was the son of this great Baliathesis, and then all of a sudden he disappeared from the Catholic Church in Rome. It's a famous nice, I don't know if it's true or not, it's a legend, but it's very nice. And he coined this piyut, El Chanan Nachalotu Benam Mahashpa. Anyway, Chazal clearly understood that this is not called enough glory, because, if you will, it was on the way. Atki Dekach, this to me is shot as well in the Havana. If you remember, the Gemara had been talking, and I've been talking, Machod is Rabbi Shmuel. You might say, Maskel is Nus, it's Bayim Bishara. Remember that language? You begin with Nus. Rabbi quotes it in the Chametz Maskel as well. First you start with the Gnai of Klal Yisrael, and then you come to the Shema. So again, the question is, how? How could you possibly start with Ignite? The Gemara says, Machon Zav Shmuel, exactly what we're talking about, but if you remember in our Gemara, we say, Mitchila Ovdei Avodah Zarah Hoy Avodeinu. V'yachshav Kevran Ramachum Lavodasu Baruch Hu. Do you remember that? The Pesukim was called, we have the Terach, Terach was Avodah Zarah, the Avodah Zarah, and then we came called Hashem Zavah. Again, the same story. How can we possibly say the Chilu Gavar Zohar? Why should we do the Gavar Zohar? The answer is no. It's not enough for it. Again, the same is thought. Namely, that on the Derech, we recognize and appreciate a person's struggle to find himself, a person's struggle to come to the Hakara of Hashem Zohar. The thought of the Rabban is very fascinating. If you remember, there's a medrash that I heard as a kid, unbelievable medrash that always troubled me. My father Shalom told it up to me. I think I heard, though, maybe from my Rebbe in first grade, Mrs. Davidson, on our show. She was my Rebbe. Anyway, so she was a normal person. I think she was at that 500 years old. That's what I remember when I was very young. And she was unbelievable. And so she told over a medrash, which I recall, I don't know what that. I think later on I saw the medrash at the Alman Shemini. So the medrash actually had a comment. If you remember, Moshe Rabbeinu asked Yitzhak to give me your daughter's hand in marriage, your daughter meaning Tzipora. So Yitzchak said, okay, I'll give you Tzipora as a wife with one condition. What's the condition? That the child that you have will what? Will be a priest. A kohen of the Zohar. You know that medrash? The Zohar medrash. The Yalkut Shemaini. Yalkut Shemaini somehow, somewhere in Shemot. That was the agreement. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, and then, that's the first child. And then, the second child can become a rabbi. Lahavdol. Can become a Rosh Hashiva. Can be a Rav. But the first child has to be what? Dedicate to Avodah Zarah. Pilim Tzvoyim. The Medrash. The Avodah Shemoni. So Moshe Rabbeinu was the Kabbalah. He agreed. You hear this, Mike? He's from Columbus, Ohio. I don't think you would agree. I don't mean have to show him to be unfair to Columbus. 1 second. So Yisro told him, take a shmua. He didn't trust him. I want you to take a shmua. This is that. So he swore. How do we know that? The Pesukim says here, let's read Pasha. Shmos, Perek Beis, Pasuk, Chafalef. Vayoel Moshe Moshev et Tefaish. What does the word Vayoel mean? A very difficult word to translate. What does the Targum say? Rashi quotes the Targum over there. Utsvi Moshe. What does it mean, Utsvi? Moshe was desirous. Vayoel, Rashi goes, Moshe, Utsvi. Utsvi means have a rough time. We take the, those who say the, Anshvuot, the very famous piyut that was said by Kriyat HaTorah, namely, Ashkenazim. What do they say, Ashkenazim? Shvuot is probably sleeping. You may not have noticed it. What? And Aramaic. No, that's a different story, what you're talking about.
Yeah.
The Akdamos, in the Akdamos, the last line that Hashem was desirous of us and gave us the Torah. Tzvi, that's the Lashon HaTzvi. Tzvi means desirous. Eretz HaTzvi is Eretz Yisrael, which of course is Tzvi, the Bala Rosso. Eretz Yisrael is the most beautiful of all lands. Eretz Yisrael is gorgeous, not just physically, but also spiritually as well. Tzvi means Lashon Rosso. However, Chazal, Rashi calls the Medrash. Rashi says, with Rosho, what is the Lashon of Vayoel? Lashon Olam. What is Olam? Shvua. So Rashi calls the Shvua, Shal Yom Nibidah Ki Mishutza. That he won't leave Midian until he has the permission. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu had asked permission from Yisro to leave Midian. It's called Akor HaTatom. Because Yisro brought him into his house, wined him and dined him, and gave him Tzipora, his daughter, as a wife. But here, according to Chazal, that Moshe Rabbeinu took a Shvua. What Shvua did he take? Okay, I agree to the agreement. What was the agreement? The first son that we have will be the Pope. Pillar for you. Hayalel Adas, that Moshe Rabbeinu should be masking to such a tznai that he should give over the first son of the Zohar. Pillar for you. You have an answer to this question?
It's possible that you could say that like Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't the burning bush, and like may not had as like strong faith, I guess, in Judaism. Like he knew he was like he knew. No,
I'm trying to recover. Yes.
When he left Mitzrayim, like, when do we, like, before the burning bush, like, someone asked this question last week, like, when do we actually see that he was so, like,
That there were stages, as you suggested, stages in development of Moshe Rabbeinu. Like that stage is the way people go to yeshiva, and that's what you're describing in your unique and dramatic way, without getting into that. But I'm just saying to you that I think it's very difficult to say that Moshe Rabbeinu would be Chas V'Shalom, right, to dedicate one son to the son. God forbid, not one with one.
I think.
Yes.
I think by that time he knew. He would have Yitro turned around.
Excellent. That's what the Rashi of Kedron says. A simple discipline. It's not followed by discussion. But he suggested what Josh said. Namely, Moshe Rabbeinu knew very well that he saw already the struggle. He saw already that Yisrael was someone who was searching honestly and fervently and passionately, and knew undoubtedly would come to the end. So the famous Rashi and Shabbos just came to my head. Can I bother you? I'm using the analogy. I don't know if you like the analogy. It's a Chelik Aleph. Thank you very much. There's a Rashi in Shabbos that needs attention. And this Rashi, as they say in Hebrew, Harvei Kulmasin Nishtabru V'Harvei Yod Mishpach. A lot of ink has been spilled, and many quills have been broken in this Rashi. Now I land on the famous article about this Rashi. Anyway, Rashi says over here. Right, I'll just read the Rashi. Rashi comments, you remember Hillel and Shammai, they confronted would-be Gerim. Shabbos Lamed Aleph. They had a number of Gerim who came to them, and each one reacted to the Gerim in a different kind of way. There are a lot of very famous stories. Anyway, one of the stories that Gemara quotes over here, that you are familiar with. Ma'isa b'nachri efesh abonu fei shamay amalo kama tarot yeshlachen, how many tarot do you have? Amalo shtayim, we have two, tarot shebetzav, tarot shebetzav. Okay, he said, shebetzav adi ma'mincha. I'm willing to take the shebetzav, the decalogue, the shebetzav adi ma'mincha. The shebetzav shebetzav, I'm not interested. I don't believe in it. Gai reini, be megarni al nashal tzomini, tarot shebetzav. On condition, you'll teach me only tarot shebetzav. Gar bolo fiyam in the zipa. He threw him out. What kind of a shirat is that? Tosh Vatana, Tosh Vatana, no such thing. Both Hillel, even Hillel was the guy. You want to tell the famous story. First day he told him, Aleph, Bey, Gimel, Dalet, A, Ba, Go, Da. Lamacha, he turned it around. He started, Da, Ga, Ba, A. Amalei, Bo, Esma, you didn't tell me that? He said, oh, are you something on me? Be something on me, I'll tell you. Okay, this is where I need a lot of explanation. But Rashi, here, the famous comment. Says Rashi, Beshamai Bukhara was based on Gemara Bukhara. Beshamai knew the Gemara Bukhara. The Gemara says, Habala Kabbal Dibbe Chavere Kutzi Dabar Echad, the Chengi Abad is Gaia, the Kibbal Allah, Dibbe Torah, Kutzi Dabar Echad, and the Kabbal also. You can't go ahead and be Makabal someone who says, I don't want to accept this Rabbana. I don't like this Din Rabbana. You throw him out in pain. That's what Beshamai did. So what about Bethilel was the guy here? Says Rashi. The Samach Al Chokhmavzo, Shesofo Shiagileno, the Kabbal Allah. Hillel was something on his Chokhma. Hillel was a very wise man that he would ultimately convince him, and he'd be Makabal of Tarshav Al Peh as well. Asked Rashi, I'd be Mor Mechayroi. Okay, Rashi asks, you can't be Makabal of Gerav. He says, Chutz Vizav Echa, and this guy wasn't accepting Tarshav Al Peh. Why was it not Echa? It was all Tarshav Al Peh. So Rashi says, no, he wasn't capable of Tarshav Al Peh. El Shalom Yomami, Shemi Pi Agura, he doesn't believe in the Shamayim. The Hillel, Huftach, Shach HaShil Abdenu, Yismech Alon. Hillel was certain that once he teaches them, don't worry, he'll be right. Okay, I can't discuss this Rashi right now, but I'm simply comparing this Rashi here. Or if you don't mind, thank you very much. I'm comparing this Rashi to what you just said, namely that he knew with some shalomer that Yisrael will come around, and therefore he was willing to accept the Yisrael. That's what the Asichus Zusabrami, the Talmud Rama, that I suggested. So I just want to get, if I can, I see, I realize as usual. What time it is. I wanted to refer you actually to just one or two other Rambans that Yossi was kind enough to Xerox to me. Just in general, a Ramban that needs a lot of attention. I don't think we can read the whole thing. There's a Ramban in Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Chaf Ches, One of the most famous Rambans is Chumash. Maybe you'll discuss it with Corey, because he goes to all the Rambans. But the Ramban here discusses why the Torah does not mention the names of the half of Abraham Avinu, the Gurkha. You know, the Nes, famous Nes. Namely, the Ramban even mentions it. In Perek Alvin of the Torah, the Ramban says it's alluded to in the Pasuk of Chumash. Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hoceiticha b'Yirkazeh. There's an allusion. Why does it not mention? So the Ramban writes over here, in the middle section. The Ramban says, the Diyuk is it says Asher Hoceiticha. Doesn't say Asher Elokecha. The middle section over here. But the Ramban here has a very famous issue, which is important to discuss independently of what I'm telling you now. I'm just telling you that, Agav, what reason does the Torah mention, what reason does it not mention? So the Ramban says, if the Torah is going to mention a net, and the net actually was obviously an indication there were other people who didn't agree with it. So then the Torah, the Ramban says, will not mention that net. Because if it has to mention the position of the others who argue with him, the Torah will not mention it. And the Ramban here goes on to describe, he's basically saying that the Torah is a Torah Emet, and therefore we're not going to mention in Chumash opinions or positions that are sheker, that are, from the Torah perspective, untrue, incorrect. Only if, let's say, these deos at the end of the day turn out to be, shall we say, deos that are obviously sheker, and the people who subscribe to them, espouse them, no longer believe them, such as, for example, Chatum and Mitzrayim. We have in these pashas. Chatum and Mitzrayim, what do? They simulated the makos. And then, on the third makos, what do they finally say? Well, they couldn't simulate the third makos, so what their response was? Espelo kidney. They realized it's the work of Hashem. So that, the Rabban said, that the Torah will mention this. The Torah will mention the toes that they had, the era that they were laboring under. It's like the Gemara says in Gittin. You remember the Gemara in Gittin? The fourth parak. V'amachshei la'azol tach yadach, the Gemara d'Afen Gimel. Ein, what does it say? Ein diretor misgaynin, elo b'mi she... Ein olam omel diretor, okay, nishal b'ahem. Let's say nishal, the Torah, that's when you're omel diretor. First you make a mistake, and then you remember the mistake that you made once you correct it. So if the corrected version is going to be found, then of course the Torah will be caught, but otherwise not. It means we're not interested in, shall we say, in any way articulating deos that are tozos, that are founded on sheker. And the Ramban also says the same thing elsewhere. Okay, I think you're after Ramban too. But anyway, the yisod I'm mentioning is really a very fundamental yisod. And this is really, the reason why I'm mentioning all this is because I think there's a very important lesson here. And the lesson is that overnight, as you know, we don't become, shall we say, individuals who have a absolute and total hakara of Hashem Yisbarach. It's a process, a long process. There's a Gemara actually here I just wanted to show you in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, on Daf Ayin Vav, to the left page, on page number 4, the Gemara here has a very beautiful comment, and the comment actually relates to a very fundamental thought that really should not be aware of. I mean, the dominance of Klal Yisrael is our ability to search. And we have a tshuka, we have a desire to cling to Hashem Yisrael, Vekus. The Goyim do not have such a desire. We are considered to be summoned. The Gemara here quotes the pasuk. See, in the middle of the Gemara says, person returns an Aveda to a Kutsi, all of our customers, the man spoke to Rabbi Tatsumeya. I can't describe that pasuk right now, it needs a lot of attention. So it's a very difficult pasuk to translate. I hope it was a Rishayim how to translate the pasuk. But the way the Gemara translates it, the man spoke to Rabbi Tatsumeya, Rashi learns here, and you underlined it beautifully, thank you. Rashi says, Rabbi Obik Chom Shetzveim, Menum Tzveim Li Otsa. The Goyim are Tzveim, what do you mean a Tzveim? They are saved, they're happy, they're Zat. They're satisfied, they don't have to go and search and seek out Rashi the Tzmeo, who is thirsty? Zuknes Yisrael. She Tzmeo Te'elo V'Yirach Yotzo L'Kayim Yitzotzo. We are constantly searching for Hashem Yisrael. We're constantly searching to cling to Hashem Yisrael, to come closer to Him. This, by the way, is due to Yaakov and Esau. Esau was tired of life and tired of the world. I'm back called Esau, they love him. Zoh V'Seve. The Klal Yisrael, we have this koach, namely the koach HaTzimon, the koach HaShtokhus, to seek out Hashem Yisbarach and find Him and cling to Him. So sometimes people are very down on themselves because they haven't yet reached the highest madrega. they shouldn't be down on themselves. On the contrary, even when a person falls, Nafalti Kamti, the Pasuk says, Kisheva Yipol Tzadik Bekor. Tzadik can fall many times, but the goddess of the Tzadik is able to raise himself. It's a Yerida L'Tzarech Aliyah, the Mishnah Makkot. And the Satemis writes in the Pasuk Yerida Vayechi, Korah Shochat Ka'ari Uchalavi Mi'ikimena. Yehuda was down, by Yerid Yehuda Me'isecho, but Yehuda ultimately, once again, came and rose to the occasion. It's a very beautiful Yisod that the Ramban is laying down over here. So one should not always, and now we're going back to what Jack said, Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish, you know, was a brigand, a highwayman in Marmar Matsya. Told him to Abyegava. He jumped in to go ahead and, shall we say, take good care of him, not in a good sense. And then when he wants his Kabupada saw Abyegava, convinced him of it, mid the middle of the ocean over there. But somehow changed his way of life, and he could no longer be able to jump back, because he was a very strong fellow. Rish Lakish. Why? Because once he was a Kabbal Panasol, the Allah Torah, Torah, Matesha, Torah, Shalala, a lot of nice verses over there. But Rish Lakish, his Yerida, but the Yerida was Torah Chaliyah. When Chazal, he actually twice. Then he was Chozer B'Sheila, and then after that, again, he was Chozer B'Tshuva, Rasalvechik, the Chazal Zerach has a beautiful Tshuva Drasha, where he speaks about a person using the Yerida as a springboard to go even higher and higher. So many people in this yeshiva and many other yeshivas, you know, we sometimes, each of us start from different perspectives. So people like me who are, what do they call them, FFBs, what can I do? I'm on a Salpiyah Dibur. I was born in the Frum home, and my father, Baba Leh Mashallah, they tried to be mechanic me. They tried somewhat successfully, I hope, but probably not to the extent they wanted to be successful. But others, I'm not blessed to that. There are people who are coming from Lohotzi Yochim Mizoyal. We have them in the yeshiva. We have some outstanding young men in the yeshiva who may have had, shall we say, a more than a bout with the Kohen Midyan, or with different Kohen Midyan, or with different, shall we say, how shall we describe phenomena that are not exactly akin to Judaism, or not in sync with Judaism, not intended with the Torah and the like, but they shouldn't view that necessarily as something which is of a negative nature. On the contrary, because of that, they dafka are to be given a much greater schar, because the Baruch Shem Baal Tshuva in him ain't tzadikim gemurim v'chazal. I had a rebbe, a Baruch once in Tzatzal. It was a great Talmud Chacham, Talmud Gedol. So I remember in Chedesh Shavu, I asked him, he was in the Tzadik Kedusha, so I asked him to maybe say over some Ashkofa. He didn't hold much of Ashkofa, probably where I'm holding also. He said, Ashkofa, that's a bluff Bahama. The name Ashkofa was a Ramban and a Shashmaitzer and a good Ramban, Zisha Ramban al Shat. That's why I told Rabbi Reichman Senior today after the beautiful sikha that he gave. I said, yes, there's Bilbul Adas today. The way to take care of Bilbul Adas by learning the Zisha Ramban al Shat. Or the Balamor Ramban, that is Mei Adas. Well, the Ramban goes there and doesn't look wrong. You want to get the Mei Adas, go to the Ramban Balamor, spend 300 hours at it. Then you'll have no longer the Bilbul. That's a ticket for all the Bilbul Adas. Okay, he told me. I don't want to say what he said after that. But anyway, we were chavrutas at one time, so that's what we did. We were learning, trying to learn Gemara and Masechta together for a number of years. Anyway, so you read the Torah Chavrutas. On the contrary, Bokim Shabbat Tshuva, as my Rebbe said, because all of us, let's say the FFDs, go up the rungs of the ladder, one rung, the second rung, the third rung, and then we plant, we become anchored, beachheads, footheads, sharashim, about Tshuva, he jumps from rung number one to rung number five. And then he jumps to number 10, he gets inspired and just gets carried away, and who knows what. Okay, sometimes he can, because he doesn't have anchors, so sometimes what happens, he falls from rung five to rung one. Oh, and if I go from rung number two to rung number one, okay, the fall is not so jarring. Not so impacting. But about Tshuva, the fall, wow, he's plopping all over the place. But he has herky-jerky kind of movement. He's moving up and down this way, that way. And there's that being plod, slowly, slowly up the ladder. That's exciting. That's about Tshuva. And about Tshuva has to undergo a tremendous, unbelievable, what the kind of the thrust that's required to get that, what is it called, the rocket into the atmosphere. To escape the gravitational pull. That's greater for Baal Tshuva than this for a regular FFD kind of guy. So So the Bible Bishal, the two of them, they thought they were home that way. That's unbelievable, your people, the Torah Chaviyah. So that every reason they all went, that becomes something that we down to their credit. It's the Kayin Midyan, the Noy Puti Al Isha. So Ashrecha, those who come from that Madrega, there are a fair number of Nar Yeshiva, the Baruch Hashem rose to unbelievable heights. Heights that I'll never be able to achieve, because that was just a simple FFB, trying to go up the rungs of the ladder. Well, here there are people who went from rung number 1 to rung number 10 and continue to move higher and higher on the Sila of Ola Bezel. That's really a beautiful Madrega, nothing small, and on the contrary, to their credit, and the Torah underscores it, and not only should, of course, it's not a good thing to be, L'chatzila, the one should go ahead and dedicate a child to the Zorach, or one should go ahead and say, okay, let me go ahead and hide my children to all kinds of terrible things. Obviously, that's a terrible Nisoyah. We don't want to put anyone in Nisoyah. But you should view it as a source of strength, as a bulwark for yourself, that Baruch Hashem, you're able to achieve, and Mitzvah Hashem, you should always continue to go. Okay. Another Arichus. I'm only
7:15. Very, very good. And also, Moshe. Moshe's grandson, wasn't he a priest? For
yes.
Sarali.
That's why from Tanakh he mentioned. So in a good way.
Yeah, it's right. So isn't that, so is that, yeah, because it is that because it's because of Schwartz or something, it's still like a Schwartz.
About the Maccabees?
Yeah, what about it?
A question about that, when we had a Kukha for Shachar Shachar, the Kukha for Shachar
Shachar, oh, Shachar, yeah.
The one around the Rambam mentioned the Rambam.
Yes.
And he spoke about, Mashmah from there, it seems like he was saying the phrase of the Maccabees, although they had a government established that wasn't according to what the halakha was.
Secular.
How does that apply to nowadays? Could one say that the Rambam and the Rambam would...
Yeah, the Rav used this Rambam to say that Malchus Yisrael is actually a very good thing.
Well,
in the Mitzvah, the Gemara Tanin, the Chof, the Rambam quotes in the Mishnah Torah as well. Shalosh Mitzvah is Tav Yisrael and Zazel Haaretz. One is to do what? Establish a Jewish government. A sovereign Jewish government. Okay, Rabbi Reichman mentioned today it's not the ideal.
Would the Ramban argue with on the Gnadis then? As far as
I don't know. Rav Kook, that's how he claimed that the Jewish government, the state of Israel, represents Malchus Yisrael. I don't think everyone agrees with him on this particular matter. But that was his contention. That's what he's talking about. But Ibn Soledge will tell you that here, again, the idea of sovereignty is a very, very significant thing. That's what the Rabbi's alluding to. We have Baruch Hashem and Eretz Yisrael today. Even Rabbi Reichman today, senior, said we are from Golos to Geula. Wow, what a statement. You heard that? I think I heard it pretty clearly.
We're on the way to Geula.
On the way to Geula, the statement, the question is, where exactly are we?
We're on the way.
But you have to bring my focus. Where exactly, in the timeline are we? But we are from Golos to Geula. The Jews did that. Claudius said, after the press returned to Eretz Yisrael. And thank God, Baruch Hashem, we have returned. Hopefully, Hashem will give us a chapter to stay here.
Rubo
Kekula,
very soon.
What?
Rubo Kekula, very soon.
Okay. To say that. But this is how the Rav... I saw also the uncle once by Al-Goran, President Baruch, he also claimed Machol Kram Ramban. The same understanding also. Let's see how he also had. But this Yisod in the Ramban is unbelievable. It's Yisod that everyone, Baruch Shiva, should feel really good about themselves. Because they came to... My Vegas, I don't come near you. Actually, I'm not near. I have a lot of dachet for you. Actually, it's more than dachet. I'm in awe of you because you are way beyond me. Not just you, many people in this room probably. I don't know all. I don't know all your background. But anyway, I just am a simple FSC, and my parents they tried their best in the and they weren't always so successful. My brothers they were successful with, but I'm not sure. I was a shtickle madam. Madam means rebel. I'm a little child, I thought, so I'm allowed to do it. Little child syndrome. My brother, a big tzaddik, still on. Very busy. The one that Yossi is associated with. You hear my brother?
I got time.
Sunday night? You also here?
I saw him at the mirror on Friday. I go, here's the Moshe Katz.
Oh, very good. Okay. And then, what's the name of it? Tohen Solomon.
Who's him?
Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Katz.
Oh,
okay. It's the Tohen Solomon.
Wow.
Susie with white.
What's
wrong with the... No, it's a Shabbach.
That's right.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The person, though, like, can't really do it on
the
Russian
heart.
It's
so
fine.
Okay, but I use it only as a... as a mashal, then the Torah should speak in such a fashion. Right, lashon hara.
Isn't that a question? Well, I'm saying it should be the same question. We have other answers to that question besides.
I'm saying that if a person uses that Yerida and uses Torah Chaliyah because the person is searching, listen, I was going to start and I didn't have a chance to talk about it. I read in my time, in my first book I read actually of this genre, now there are many books of this genre. I was 30 years ago, I met Abraham Carmel, the Chassad Zavacha. He was a Ger, the Catholic priest. He was the first of a whole school then. For like 30 years, there have been so many who came from Jews. Catholic priest came from Jews. He was the first. He wrote a book called So Strange My Past. I have it in my house somewhere. I don't know where it is. But I was actually with him in class in Shiva University. He was an unbelievable person. He was a brilliant person. He was a Catholic priest. He was actually the head of an archdiocese.
When did he convert?
He converted 45 years ago. 50 years ago. He was famous.
He
taught in Flatbush. Who knows? No, he had a lot of fun for people in Flatbush. They probably won't know him because he taught 30 years ago in Flatbush. Now he's not the only one.
There are a speaker in Yad Vashem.
Who is that?
Was a former Catholic
priest.
What's
his name?
I forget his name.
He actually came to the yeshiva here. He's very expensive. That's the only problem. Today there's a whole school of them. A whole school. I'm telling you, there must be 10 of them. 10 Catholic priests in the last 40 years who converted to Judaism and become Gemi Tzedek. They came to him, and many of them are brilliant, partially brilliant, and yet they are. Shall we say, examination of different religions and Catholicism, it gives enough data that everything is in the Torah. Isn't that unbelievable? Such a beautiful thing.
It shouldn't be surprising.
No, I don't think it's surprising either. But I'm only saying that you don't see, shall we say, too many popes coming around.
Well,
I mean, this pope was unusual because he was an
honest. There's a strong rumor that the previous pope.
Okay, whatever. There's even a cardinal, a very well-known cardinal in France, that apparently is a Jew. But he was unfortunately assimilated, and he's not ready to mark it what he is. And matter of fact, a lot of anti-Semitism is coming out of that. Whatever the case is, with security, I'm not here to psychoanalyze him. I'm just saying that this is the Yerida, but it's the Yerida with Torah Chaliyah. It's a really beautiful idea about how to discuss it. Really? Maybe it's kosher to you, but
I knit a lot.
That's fine.
Ray, aren't there, from what was mentioned earlier by the Shmuz, aren't there certain places in the U.S. that are very good Jewish communities that are, at least almost to the level of some of the good Jewish communities in Israel to live in, where you're shielded from a lot of these.
Yeah, but I'm not sure why you're making this statement. As if I'm against the people.
I don't understand.
Living in Chutzpah. I hope living in Israel is far better than living in Chutzpah. That's true. But you live in Lakewood, trust me, it's not so bad. Even in Muncie, Iraq Kodesh, I alluded to today in the Shir a few times during the last few days. Muncie is a beautiful Jewish community. They have a number of Jewish communities there. Beautiful yeshivas, beautiful shul, beautiful rabbis, beautiful Rosh Yeshiva. There are a lot of beautiful people living in the Chutzpah. I still have other fields. You don't have the Gush of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is at sea. And there's a lot here, the Siyat and the Shemari here, that you're not going to the Chutzpah, it's going to Rabbah for sure. You're getting according to everyone. I love Eretz Yisrael. I'm happy that I was there to be. Hashem Baruch was very kind to me. It was a tremendous act of chesed. Because I'm not worthy of being here, but somehow I was able to find my way here. I even found one or two jobs. I don't know exactly how, but somehow Hashem Baruch was there with his chesed with me. And with my brothers, and Baruch Hashem, my family is here. It's a big schut to be an Eretz Yisrael. It's a big siyat of Yishmael. Even Rabbi Reichman alluded to it today. Baruch Hashem, we have a lot of children living in Eretz Yisrael. And as far as what he said about Washington Heights, I'm going to interrupt. I didn't decide that. The drug capital of the world. That's what it is. He was describing here what he's describing.
Yeah.
This block over here.
Someone told me, yeah.
That block over there. And he lives right in the heart of it. He and Abba Cohen, I think, are the only two left in the buildings that they live in. It's all haciendas.
It's not free to walk.
What? Mira. That's what it is.
Wait, which yeshiva did you learn in the thing?
What?
Which yeshiva did you say you learned it in?
We both were in Yeshiva University.
Oh, I'm saying, didn't you learn, you said you didn't see.
We learned in the Shtibo. We learned for 5 years together. You learned 3/4 of the shot together.
Where's it located?
We used to learn the whole epidemic. What?
Where's it located at?
In Washington Heights. I can't tell you exactly where it is. It's a few blocks away from YU. And we used to learn 3-4 hours a day in the afternoon. We learned Dafyomi together for almost 5 years. But we didn't learn from Dafyomi. We actually take this and we shut it.